Saturday, May 28th, 2022. Short and sharp today. Named workout, a beloved workout, Grace. For time, 30 clean and jerks. That's power clean, by the way. 30 clean and jerks, 135 pounds in the barbell for men, 95 pounds for women. Last time we did this was on January 22nd, 2022. We've got a video showing that movement. Super fitness robot time is 3 minutes or less. More likely time, 6 minutes or less. If you're thinking about whether you should do this prescribed or scaled, you certainly don't need to do unbroken on this. Okay, hopefully that goes without saying. But touch and go is not required either. My wife, for example, has got a really fast Grace time, and she just does singles from rep number one. Now, if you're asking for a metric as to whether or not you should attack the prescribed loading, I would say fresh. Can you do 8 to 10 touch-and-go clean and jerks safely at that prescribed weight? If the answer is yes, you're probably good to go. I'm not saying you should do touch-and-go to get your best time, but that would be a good metric as to whether or not you can handle that barbell pretty well. The wild card option has just a slight reduction in loading. For time, 30 clean and jerks, 115 pounds for men, 75 pounds for women, and that's going to be a really nice option for a lot of people. Then the scaled option knocks it down even a bit more. 30 clean and jerks, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. Limited equipment crew, just the trusty dumbbells. Pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for women. For time, 40 dumbbell clean and jerks. That's fantastic. Video showing that movement. For the limited equipment crew, they have their own goal times. 4 minutes or less would be the super fitness robot, and upwards of 7 minutes and 30 seconds or less would be the more likely. No equipment workout of the day. 3 rounds for time of a 45-second plank hold, 20 tuck jumps, and then 15 strict handstand push-ups. And if that's a bit too ambitious, then you could do 15 burpees per round. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. You got a choice here. Either linchpin complex number 9, which is 7 power cleans and then 7 push jerks or split jerks. That's one complete complex. You would do 2 to 3 complexes, your choice, resting a couple minutes between each. Certainly doesn't need to be unbroken. You choose to load. But to be clear on that, you don't do 1 power clean, 1 push jerk, 1 power clean, 1 push jerk. You do 7 power cleans, then 7 push jerks or 7 split jerks. So you would do linchpin complex number 9, or, not both, 30 to 50 strict handstand push-ups, broken up as needed. The other part of the optional accessory work is 200 double unders or single unders in as few sets as possible. And if you're not there yet, you could just do 5 minutes of practice, double unders or single under practice. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch and the wall stretch. Both of those are accompanied by a video. That ends the week's training. We're basically through May as well. Thanks for being a part of this, and thanks to everyone out there for letting us be a part of your fitness journey. We take that very seriously, and it's an honor. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday.